Good morning. My name is Melissa, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics Fourth Quarter and Fiscal Year-End 2012 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. I will now turn the call over to David Rudnick of CCG Investor Relations. You may begin your conference.
Thank you, Melissa. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2012 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Xiaodong Wang, and his Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, may I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. We refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties with the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, April 24, 2013. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement its financial results presented in accordance with IFRS, management may make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to understand the company's performance. A statement reconciling any non-GAAP measures to nearest GAAP equivalents can be found on an earnings press release distributed earlier today. And now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Xiaodong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. CCG's Mabel Zhang will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫。首先，我代表公司欢迎各位参加我们第四季度和 2012年财年的业绩报告电话会议。Thank
you, David. On behalf of the company, I'd like to welcome everyone to our fourth quarter and fiscal year and 2012 earnings conference call.
在2012年。 财年里，我们取得了相对稳健的财务业绩。尽管在去年最后六个月内，行业内市场环境变得极具挑战性，我们保持了相对稳定的前年销售收入，虽然盈利水平相较2011年有所下降。 如我们去年向市场公布的那样，我们预计中国建设行业减缓的大趋势对我们的第四季度的销售产生了负面影响，而相对2012年第四季度，2012年第四季度公司的瓷砖销售量其实出现了大幅下降。 由于行业市场竞争加剧，四季度里我们产品的平均销售价格有所下降。We
achieved relatively sound financial results for the full year 2012, and despite the challenging market environment that has prevailed in our sector over the last 6 months of the year, we were able to generate steady revenues. For the full year, though with a fall off in profitability relative to 2011, as we have communicated to the market last year, we expected that the general slowdown of the construction industry in China would have a negative impact on our revenues in the fourth quarter, and the fourth quarter of 2012 did see a substantial decrease in the sales volume of ceramic tiles relative to the fourth quarter of 2011. Our average selling price also fell in the quarter from the year ago, fourth quarter, due to intensified pricing competition in our sector.
虽然第四季度的财务业绩不尽人意，我们相信公司的运营基础非常坚固，我们对2013年第二季度持太甚乐观态度，认为市场对我们的产品的需求和销售价格都会有所回升。然而我们还是在四季度内关闭了部分工厂产能以减少开支，根据目前市场状况进行调整，我们的总产能为7200万平方米，目前我们使用其中的4000万平方米的产能，我们将继续建设宏观经济环境，并泰盛地利用我们的总产能。
Despite the fourth quarter's disappointing results, we believe that the operating fundamentals of our business are sound. We are cautiously optimistic about an improved outlook in the second quarter of 2013. We see a pickup in product demand and a rebound in pricing. However, in order to adjust to the current market conditions and reduce operating costs,we shut down some plant capacity during the fourth quarter. We are currently utilizing production facilities capable of producing 46 million square meters per year, about a total annual productive capability of 72 million square meters. We will continue to monitor the macroeconomic environment and act with prudence.In terms of utilizing our full production capacity.
如我们在今年的电话会议里讨论的那样，面对竞争者进入我们的市场，为了保持客户和市场份额，我们在四季度里为瓷砖产品提供价格折扣。即使在四季度里，我们的瓷砖产品平均销售价格较去年同期下降了13.8%。我们预计随着建材行业的经营状况整体改善，我们将回到比较正常的定价环境里。
We applied discounts to our ceramic tile products in the fourth quarter in order to compete hands-on with competitors and retain our customers and market share.Although the average selling price for ceramic tiles in the fourth quarter declined 13.8% from the year-ago quarter, we anticipate a return to a more normalized pricing environment once the business conditions in our building materials sector improve.
我们相信中国的城市化和人口增长趋势将是一个长期现象。随着目前房地产浮动逐渐平息，市场对我们产品的需求将会提升。我们继续策略向地定位高端瓷砖市场，让我们的产品成为许多建设和开发项目的标准。虽然在短时间内，我们采取的一些措施以更有效地争取客户，我们相信我们的品牌定位战略将助公司执行其长期发展战略，成为一家领先的专业建材生产企业。接下来，我想让请我们的财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司的盈利业绩。谢谢。
We are confident that the urbanization and the demographic trends in China are a long-term phenomenon that will lead to rising future demand for our products as current real estate fluctuations moderate over time. We continue to be strategically positioned as a producer of high-end ceramic tiles that are becoming a standard in many new construction and development projects in China.Even as we adapt measures in the short term to enable us to reach our customers more effectively, We are confident that our branding and positioning will enable us to successfully execute upon our long-term strategies, which is to be a prominent producer of specialized building materials products. Now, with that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Heng, who will discuss the company's earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang, and thank you, Mabel. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our preliminary financial results for the fourth quarter and full year end December 31st, 2012. Our revenue for the fourth quarter 2012 was RMB 245.3 million, or US dollar 40 million, down 39.3% from RMB 404.5 million, or US dollar 63.8 million, in the fourth quarter of 2011. The year-over-year decrease in revenue was due to a 29.8% decrease in the sales volume of ceramic tiles to 8.7 million square meters in the fourth quarter of 2012 from the fourth quarter of 2011, as well as a 13.8% decrease in the company's average selling price versus the comparable year ago quarter. We attribute the reduced sales volume in the quarter to the challenging business conditions in China's construction sector and the decrease in our average selling price to competitive pressures and our strategy to hold our market position. Gross profits for the fourth quarter of 2012 was RMB 29.3 million, or US dollar 4.9 million, as compared to RMB 139.4 million, or US dollar 21.9 million, for the fourth quarter of 2011. The year-over-year decrease in gross profit was due to lower sales volume and the decrease in average sales price of our ceramic tiles in the most recent quarter. Our gross profit margin for the fourth quarter was 12% compared to 34.5% for the same period of 2011. Was caused primarily by decrease in average selling price of ceramic tiles in the quarter. Profits before taxes for the fourth quarter of 2012 was RMB 18.6 million, or US dollar 3.2 million, as compared to RMB 125.4 million, or US dollar 19.7 million in the fourth quarter of 2011. Net profit for the fourth quarter of 2012 was RMB 13.3 million, or US dollar 2.3 million, as compared to RMB 92.2 million, or US dollar 14.5 million in the same period of 2011. The year-over-year decrease in net profit was the result of lower gross profit in the period. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 0.65, or US dollar 0.11, for the fourth quarter of 2012, as compared to RMB 4.51 or US dollar 0.71 in the comparable quarter of 2011. EPS in the fourth quarter of 2012 was computed using 20.4 million shares. Non-GAAP net profit, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 14.6 million, or US dollar 2.5 million, in the fourth quarter of 2012, as compared to RMB 97.5 million, or US dollar 15.3 million, in the fourth quarter of 2011. and non-GAAP earnings per fully diluted share, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 0.71 or US dollar 0.12 in the fourth quarter of 2012, as compared to RMB 4.77 or US dollar 0.75 in the same period of 2011. For the full year end December 31st, 2012, revenue was RMB 1,444.9 million. Or US dollar 230.7 million, a decrease of 3.1% as compared to fiscal year 2011. Gross profit was RMB 381 million, or US dollar 60.8 million, down 18.5% from 2011. Gross margin for the full year 2012 was 26.4% compared to 31.3% for 2011. Net profit for the year was RMB 243.8 million or US dollar 38.9 million, down 17.2% from the full year 2011. Non-GAAP net profit, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 249.5 million, or US dollar 39.8 million, a decrease of 20% from 2011. Fully diluted EPS for the full year 2012 was RMB 11.93, or US dollar 1.91. On a non-GAAP basis, fully diluted EPS was RMB 12.21, or US dollar 1.95. Turning to our balance sheet, as of December 31st, 2012, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 89.4 million, or US dollar 14.4 million, compared to RMB 42.1 million, or US dollar 6.7 million. As of December 31st, 2011. The decrease in cash and bank balances over the year was the result of sustained profitability and a modest level of capital expenditure during the year. Our total debt is RMB 60 million, or US dollar 9.6 million, as of fiscal year end 2012. Having substantially reduced our debt during the year from RMB 185 million, or US dollar 29.4 million, as of fiscal year end 2011. As of December 31st, 2012, we had an inventory turnover of 101 days, compared to 84 days as of December 31st, 2011. The increase in inventory turnover reflects the decrease in sales volume of ceramic tiles, which resulted in slower moving of finished goods at year-end 2012. Moving on to a further business review and outlook. As discussed by our CEO, Mr. Huang, as a result of slowdown in China's construction and real estate sectors, we experienced a contraction in both our sales volume and average selling prices in the fourth quarter of 2012 relative to the comparable year ago quarter, as well as the third quarter of 2012. The company's sales volume decreased 29.8% in the fourth quarter of 2012 as compared to the year ago quarter, and our average selling price decreased 13.7% as compared to fourth quarter of 2011. Given the market environment and intensified competition, in the fourth quarter, we increased our sales efforts and enacted a temporary strategy to reduce the selling price of our ceramic tiles product in order to retain our market position. We have been strategic in terms of those products for which we have temporarily reduced the prices in order to avoid widespread predatory pricing environment or an erosion of our name brand for when a more normalized operating environment returns. However, we believe that we need to counter the action of ceramic tiles producer. We enter a portion of our market and compete head on with them in order to protect our distributors, retain our customer, and defend our market share. We believe that as business conditions in our sector recover, the overall pricing environment will also improve and help us to regain our historical gross margin level. Importantly, we believe that the sector's price decreases was inelastic. That is, the pricing environment had changed due to the slowdown in the construction sector, and competitors' prices reduction did not result in an increase in sales volume. Therefore, we expect that as ASP increases in the months ahead, we will return to normalize the volume level as the construction sector stabilized. Given the continued challenging climate, we are currently utilizing plant facilities that can produce 46 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of our annual productive capacity of 72 million square meters. This represents a decrease in plant capacity utilized from what we used in the third quarter of 2012, where we operate a plant capacity capable of producing 56 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually. In terms of our outlook for 2013, the company experienced a reduction in its backlog that is likely to result in a decline in its revenue for the first quarter of 2013 relative to the year-ago period. Our backlog of order for delivery in the first quarter of 2013 is approximately RMB 141.9 million or US dollar 22.8 million, which will represent a decrease in revenue for the first quarter of 2013. As compared to revenue record in the first quarter of 2012. This year-over-year comparison is changed from previous quarter, which had generally so strong positive year-over-year comparison. Our backlog is an indicator of business in the next quarter under normal circumstances, though this can change as a result of unforeseen business conditions. The company estimates that its sales volume of ceramic tiles in the first quarter of 2013 will be approximately 6.1 million square meters. As indicated in our news release to the market last September, that guidance as to a decline in our fourth quarter revenues. We continue to believe that the reduction in our backlog has to do with a general slowdown in the construction industry that has occurred in China, as our customer were deferring orders have been waiting to start new projects. Many developers have been waiting for the new government to come in a new guideline and incentive by the new leadership as related to the housing and construction industry. As indicated in the morning's earnings press release, we believe that our average selling price could begin to normalize by the second quarter of 2013. We experienced an increase in our average selling price in February and March from the lows that occurred in the December to January time frame, where we reduced our average selling price in order to meet competitors' sharp discounting and retain market share. Further, recent data from April shows a return to a lesser discount price environment, which was in place prior to December 2012. The fundamental growth trend for housing in China is still strong. Even with news that the government is pursuing policies to migrate speculations of expensive real estate in some big cities. Based on our proprietary research, as well as public information, we expect that for the full year 2013, real estate development and construction activity could meet or even exceed the year 2012. Further, we are confident that we can be relatively nimble and cost-effective in terms of putting capacity online to meet the sector's turnaround and growth in demand. In order to retain our competitive edge, we will maintain its current wide range of product offerings and continue to open it with new products from its research and development program, which has the potential to result in products that realize higher margins. The company believes that a core competitive advantage is its ability to innovate and introduce new products into the product mix that it offers to its customers. China Ceramics' new plant facility also have new design and production capability as well as the ability to operate more efficiently. We are optimistic as to the long-term prospects of our business and plan upon working even closer with our customers during this challenging time in order to take advantage of the opportunity available to us. Before we begin the Q&A, I would like to mention a couple of other items. As many of you are aware, although we are reporting within the SEC guideline, there was a delay in announcing our fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2012 results. In terms of what has been our typical practice, since our market capitalization has been somewhat below our net book value, an IFRS standard requires the company to assess if an impairment to the book value of our asset has occurred. Since the market price of our stock did not significantly increase after the year end, we engaged an appraisal firm to provide two appraisals reports during the month of March. After review of this report by the company and our auditor, it was concluded that an impairment adjustment was not required to be recorded. These 12 steps need to address this issue caused the delay in announcing our 2012 results. Also, as previously indicated, we will be paying a semi and annual cash dividends of 10 cents per share, payable on July 13th. 2013 and January 14, 2014, with record dates of June 13, 2013, and December 13, 2013, respectively. With that, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to our fourth quarter and full year 2012 financial and operating performance. Operator.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from Howard Flinker.
Yeah. 你们好.
你好.
I have two questions. One, do I understand that your prices are now back to where they were before the discount? And second, While volumes are increasing, orders are increasing, they're still somewhat below last year's orders?
We are on the way to get back to the normal level of the average selling price. And we are very near to the price before we discount right now. And for the second question is that the volume is still, what we believe is still lower than the same period last year at this moment.
And approximately how much are the orders below last year at this time while they're recovering?
We have no final figure yet because it is still early. But probably you will be noticed during the first quarter conference call, I think.
Do you not have those numbers yet?
We do not have those numbers yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Steve Martin with Slater Capital Management.
Hi, guys. I guess we're all a little disappointed because you insisted on adding all that capacity when we urged you not to, and now you're not using it. What I'd like to understand is why, with your volume down as much as it is and your projected revenues down as much as they are, your inventory and receivables are flat and should be down, and your payables are down, and so it seems you're paying your vendors, but you're not getting paid from your customers.
Yes, for the actual reality is that because during this difficult moment, we just want to give some support to our customer. And we extended some of their credit terms to more than 90 days. But at the same time, because we still need some good relationship with our supplier, so we still pay them on time. This is the reason why our account receivable and inventory, it looks a bit flat compared to the last period. And for the, I think for the capacity, we have increased for the past few years. Because we are preparing for very huge growth. But unfortunately, the downturn for the Chinese SA market, we just need to hold it back for a while. And as you can see, we did not have much capital expenditure during the past year.
Right. Now let's go back. Can we go back to the inventories for a second? If your if your backlog is only 22 million US and you produce inventories to order, why are your inventories more than twice your backlog?
First of all, because some of our customers also have slowed down their business, and lots of them have some of them have delayed their picking up for the inventory, for the goods. This is the reason why you can see the inventory has inventory turnover has gone up for a little.
Right, but if you know what your backlog is, why are you producing more inventory?
We First of all, I think the inventory will be picking up very soon in the first quarter or so, and also because of the Chinese New Year. We had a Chinese New Year very near to the year end, and a lot of this inventory has been picked up during this period. And for the backlogs, because we take about 90 days period to produce such a inventory, so we actually have a, yes, you can see our production capacity. Actually, we are using less than before, and we just slow down our production capacity during this period also in order to lower the inventory level.
All right. Well, I would urge you to focus on generating cash and not using it. Obviously, the Chinese market is what it is. We all tried to warn you, and you ignored it. So, thank you.
Your next question comes from Lang Su with King Capital.
Hi, good morning. Hi, I understand that there is a general slowdown in the real estate and construction sectors in China, but if we compare your financial performances, you know, in the recent quarter to the overall China's construction industry, it appeared that you have, you know, somewhat underperformed the industry. So I know you have providing price concession in the fourth quarter, try to retain your market share. But are you losing market share there, or, you know, have you been able to retain your market share? Thank you. And that's my first question. And my second question is just wondering if you can provide some update on the, you know, your strategic supply relationship with China Decoration. Have you, you know, made your first delivery, and, you know, when do you expect you have more like commercial delivery to China Decoration? Thank you.
Actually, at the very end of last year, and our competitor has entered in a price war, and that force us to reduce the price to maintain our market share. Until now, what I think is we still have a very positive market shares in the market. And what we understand, some of this small competitor has already stopped their production already. So probably we need to wait for a while before we get back to normal for our pricing or the systematic situation. And for your second question, we are still working with this China Decoration right now. We hope and believe we'll have deliver some of the goods to them very soon, probably in the late second quarter or third quarter, beginning of third quarter. But at this moment, we have no any figures can announce it to the public yet.
Okay. Is it true that China Decoration is highly exposed to the more of economic housing as opposed to, in another word, if it's more exposed to the economic housing, so it's subject less to the slowdown in the construction because the government is supporting it? And that will somewhat, you know, because being a strategic supplier to China Decoration, you will be able to somewhat picked up on the volume.
Yeah. As you may notice, child decoration is a state-owned business, and they have a variety of the business operation, and the economic housing is one of their revenue, I think. And they also have a lot of overseas projects. And I'm not sure how and what is their this revenue mix within their corporation, but I think that will really help us to have a more stable revenue pattern in future if we can have a very good relationship, business relationship with them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Chris White with Griffin.
Yes, Edmund. First of all, I think I heard you on the call where you said you like to take care of your customers. I would just like to make the statement that we would appreciate it if you take care of your shareholders with the same manner. And given the fact that you told me that you wouldn't be discounting pricing, I have you on record as doing that in December. It's pretty disappointing and a bit of a knock to your credibility personally, mate. So very disappointing. Now, with regards to the dividend, I appreciate that. I am stressing, and it's obviously noticeable that investors are only looking to really invest in companies that think about shareholders and returning capital. Given the slowdown in your business today, the low utilization, can you or Paul or Bill please talk to the fact about the dividend policy, the thought behind implementing that in Q4, and returning future capital to shareholders, either by increasing that dividend or a buyback as the business turns around? And can you or the board please address that question? Thank you.
You want me to answer that, Edmund?
Yeah, please do. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. The board, as Edmund indicated, announced an annual dividend. The board has undertaken a dividend policy which it hopes to continue to replicate in future years. It wasn't our intention to have two back-to-back special dividends. The idea was that this would be an annual dividend. And of course, as long as everything is within our own power. I mean, there are obviously strange things that could happen in the future which could affect any business or any economy or so forth. To the second aspect of the – and by the way, let me just say, in terms of the dividend, one would hope that if we grow as we expect we grow in the future, that the dividend will grow in a commensurate fashion. Now, we have not considered, if we had considered a buyback, that would have been announced. That has not been something which the board has considered or which it has any statements regarding.
So, Paul, can I clarify how you think about the dividend? Is it a percentage of your free cash flow going forward? Can we have a little bit more clarification on that, just so we could think about how that would turn around relative to the business?
I think, in general, as I indicated to you, you know, a growing business, growing earnings equals growing dividend. We're not formulaic as far as that's concerned, because we can see forward as a board to what our needs may be. For cash generated, and there may be some needs under certain circumstances which are necessary to be put back into the business rather than being paid externally. So naturally, a growing business means that you've got growing cash flow, you've got growing cash, but we don't have a formula that we're adhering to at this point.
Right. Well, you know, I do want to say I appreciate working with you and the board through this, and we do appreciate this return, you know, and thinking about shareholders rather than just spending. But it's very disappointing to see some of the underlying business aspects that has gone on, you know, with Edmund and everything here in the fourth quarter. I think I feel lucky that I value the company on a book value basis and not based on the current metrics of the underlying income statement. I'll leave it for others.
Could I also say, Edmund, I think it would be good to extrapolate on another aspect here, which it relates to the price cuts that were in effect in December and then carried over in part into early January. As you mentioned, the company has given additional terms in terms of accounts receivable to help customers to better match off their deliveries with the slowdowns by some of the developers. But what that does is it changes somewhat for some portion of our business because everybody doesn't get longer trade terms. It changes the product cycle, which everybody has gotten used to, that the backlog at the end of a particular quarter is a very good indicator for the coming quarter. Obviously, if you have terms that are beyond 90 days, the tendency would be for those sales to actually hit the income statement, not in the next quarter, but in the quarter after that. So I would say that I would be mindful of this and not necessarily apply the same market that you did previously in a different economic environment. That's all I have to say on that.
Thanks, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1.
Actually, if I could extrapolate my own answer just a second ago, in pushing forward, that means that an order taken may not actually be booked as a sale until during the second quarter thereafter, so there would be some lag if those sales represented any discounts. Restoration of normal pricing would be something that you wouldn't necessarily see in the quarter after that becomes a general market situation, but rather something that would be seen more in the second quarter thereafter.
There are no further questions. I will now turn the call over to David Rudnick of CCG.
Thank you, Melissa. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we'd like to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2012 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.